Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Welcome to a very special edition of the LA Local for Tuesday, January 6, 2026. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Jonathan Service, managing editor of KNX News. Today we're bringing you an exclusive conversation between our City Hall reporter, Craig Figner, and the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, as she reflects on the first anniversary of the devastating Palisades and Eaton fires. It's no secret that the response to the Palisades fires has represented somewhat of a political albatross around the neck of Mayor Bass. 1 year later, she's still offering apologies for being absent in traveling to Africa during the fires last year. And now she's dealing with a myriad of after-action reports that are painting a very muddled picture of the city's preparations and response to the fires. There's even claims of a cover-up by LAFD. We get into all of that and more. I present to you Craig Figner and LA Mayor Karen Bass.
2025 has been a little bit of a year.
2025 I mean, was a very tough year. It was a tough year for our city.
January 7th is this terrible day that left an awful scar on the city of Los Angeles.
That's right.
Where are you now, having had a year to take this in, hear the criticism, and just kind of evaluate your performance during that time?
Sure. Well, obviously, first and foremost, you know, it was horrible that I wasn't here. And that is something that I have to carry with me. I think that we all faced an unprecedented weather emergency. And I think if you look at our region, we have to critique our level of preparedness. Where I feel we are today is hard lessons learned, new leadership, making big changes in the fire department and other city areas, looking back at that and making sure that if anything, we're overprepared. Especially with the rain, especially with mudslides, especially with evacuations. And just to give you an example, over the Christmas holidays, when we were expecting a sunny Christmas, and so many people come to L.A. expecting that, and we had a lot
of
rain. They
come to Christmas to sunbathe.
that's right, exactly.
That's not an exaggeration.
But they got a surprise. And so, you know, of course, the fire areas in Palisades were of major concern. I will tell you that LAPD went out and knocked on over 100 doors telling people to evacuate. Now, people chose not to, but that was their choice. They certainly knew. We pre-deployed fire. We were very, very strong on our preparation. And I think that that is certainly one of the lessons learned.
Had you been here and not in West Africa, how would things have been different?
Well, I mean, I think that's an interesting question. I don't know to the extent that they would have been any different. But I think that's kind of not the point. I mean, I'm the city's executive. I should have been here. I should have never gone. There's no question about that. And that was very, very challenging to me. And also, Ghana is quite far away. So it's a 12-hour flight to go from the capital to the United States, not even back to L.A. And so every hour that I was not away from the city was an extremely painful hour for me.
Do people in the Palisades have a right to be angry personally with you?
Well, you know, people have a right to whatever emotion they feel. I mean, if anything, I certainly understand grief. And grief is a process that never goes away. And you fluctuate between the stages. And anger is one of the stages. And if there is someone that you feel was very responsible for your pain, then, you know, I would never say that you don't have a right to be angry with me.
I want you to hear from a person I met in the Palisades, and this was just yesterday, and I asked them about, you know, kind of where they are on anger mm-hmm. and on just everything that's transpired over the past year. And so I want you to hear it, and then tell me if you think their feelings have any merit based on, you know, everything that's happened over the previous year.
Has Mayor Bass been an effective leader in this time of crisis?
No. She stated that permit fees would be waived. That was in, I want to say, April or May. It is now January the next year. She said, we're going to get this through, and then she walked away and nothing happened.
Did nothing happen?
No. But you asked me what I thought about his feelings. He has a right to feel whatever he wants to feel. I think that the city process is very confusing to people, the difference in power in terms of what I have the authority to do, what the council has the authority to do. He doesn't know what the process is, and why would I fault him with that? Our processes are very difficult to understand. So what I did specifically was I did an executive directive, basically ordering the council to take this up. I've been working in collaboration with Tracy Park, but our power in the city, as you well know, is divided. There's what I could do. Now, when the council passes and establishes a law waiving the fees, then I will obviously sign that. In the meantime, it is in the council's hands. They did a study. The study came back with wildly different numbers in terms of what it would cost the city. When I proposed it, it was $89 million. They came back with $240 million.
That's a big difference.
And, exactly. And there's a lot of discussion, even within the Palisades, as to whether that's a valid number. And so the council has to figure out what exactly that number is.
And we're talking about building permit fees.
Yes, we're talking about building permit fees. And so the council has to figure out what exactly we can afford, what exactly we're going to do. And that has taken time. So it's not like I could have waved a magic wand and made it happen. So that's about understanding the process. That's about impatience with the process. I'm extremely impatient with the process as well, but it will come back to me. It's not like I left it and walked away. That's not what happens. My staff works hand in glove with the council staff. All of that is happening, but that's what's happening behind closed doors. And so I can understand the frustration. It might appear as though I walked away, but I did nothing like that.
Steve Soboroff, he was your original czar on getting the Palisades rebuilt.
That's right.
It didn't go too well. He left. Well, he didn't stay.
But understand that when I twisted his arm to come, the agreement was he would be there for 90 days.
Who's in charge now of the rebuilding?
Well, who's in charge of the rebuilding is AECOM is taking the lead in terms of developing the long-term plan. And there are a team around AECOM.
That would be Haggerty, I think, is one.
No. Haggerty's time is gone. Haggerty.
Okay. Oh, that's
work,
right.
Haggerty's role was in the beginning, which was the debris removal, and they served their role and they wrapped up at the end of December.
I want to spend just a minute on the city's finances because we touched on it already. This $1 billion deficit that you were able to resolve, but I think...
Yes, so we don't have $1 billion deficit this year.
I'm going to tell you, Mayor, people I talk to say it's going to come back to haunt us in the next fiscal year.
Well, listen, like I said a few minutes ago, if this guy decides he's going to cut off major funding to the city, it could absolutely happen. But I will tell you, in terms of the city's fiscal health today, we don't have anything near $1 billion deficit.
Okay. But we do have, by my last count, I think it's close to 2,000 people suing the city over the fire.
I did not know.
I learned that from the city attorney's office.
Okay.
They have a group of attorneys, so they're it's not, you know, these are bundled kind of lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
But here's when I because I asked you about this when mm-hmm. you were in the Palisades, you know, could this be like, you know, a financial crisis for Los Angeles when it comes to litigation? So I want you to hear this.
Sure.
And with hindsight.
Sure.
Reflect on it.
Help. The topic came up of that reservoir being empty. Are you worried about a blistering number of lawsuits that will take a financial toll on Los Angeles?
No, I'm not. And especially when it comes to the origin of the fire, I'm not concerned about that.
Thank you so much.
The mayor is getting into her.
Okay, so that was just
a quick remember when that was?
That was the day that you were in the Palisades with Steve Soboroff. You guys started talking at that plaque at that building and then did a little walk and talk. Mm-hmm. It was like a whole 40-minute
Well, let me just give you a very specific example about that. Just think about then, because that was probably February of last year.
It was early. Yeah. It was early into the crisis.
So just think about what we learned several months later from the ATF and from the federal government that said that the origin of the fire really was January 1st or, you know, New Year's Eve. We didn't know that then. There was a lot of things that we did not know at that particular time. I certainly didn't know it would swell to, well, you're informing me that it's 2,000. I know that there are definitely a lot of lawsuits, and so that is something we're going to have to be concerned about in the future. But I'm concerned about that right now from lawsuits that have absolutely nothing to do with the fires. One of the reasons why we had part of the reason for the deficit last year was a tripling of our liabilities. It was a tripling of our liabilities because there was a backlog of cases due to COVID. They all came to settlement kind of at the same time. And juries, not just our jury here, but juries around the country, were giving massive awards. So, yes, those lawsuits are not anything that I would ignore. But, you know, there are certain things that the city can be sued for and not. And it is something that will be of a concern.
Are you happy as a
mayor?
As a mayor.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's been a difficult year, so that's why I asked
it that question. It has been a difficult year, but, you know, I've not had a lot of years that were easy, so, you know.
A lot of successes.
Yes, absolutely a lot of successes. Blood, sweat, and tears. You know, when I came in declaring the state of emergency around homelessness, the fact that homelessness is down 2 years in a row, that's something that hadn't happened in our city before. Now, are there still homeless people? Yes, there are. But the fact that we've been able to reduce encampments, which I think is what's caused neighborhoods the most pain and has been most threatening to the individuals in the encampments, you know, it's one of the major reasons we have so many fires is because of encampments. When we clear an encampment, crime goes down because the police no longer have a location to go to. The fire department doesn't have a location to go to. And we're getting better and better at it.
Hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent on efforts to mitigate encampments.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Safe, after you announced it, mm-hmm. you kind of re-clarified it as an encampment mitigation effort. And then the goal was to get people into temporary supportive housing that was to be a year.
The goal is to permanent housing.
Well, ultimately. But doesn't it start with temporary?
It does.
Yeah. And that was supposed to be a year. Now that's 2 years, understanding.
Let me just tell you that it's actually not fully predictable. One of the things I did within my first month in office was do Executive Directive 1, which expedites the building of housing. So we have over 40,000 units that are in process now because of Executive Directive number 1. And then the council passed it into a law similar to the fees, and I was able to sign it. So now Executive Directive 1, expediting that building, is permanent law. We're going to be opening up tiny home villages. We have several of them that are under construction now.
But you said that for a while, though.
I know.
And why aren't more of them open now?
The tiny home villages?
Yeah. And just housing
sure,
in general.
Sure. Well, the complication, the governor awarded us 500 tiny homes. It probably took a year and a half to actually get the check. And then we have been identifying sites and going through the process. But that's the point I was making earlier, is that even though we have fast-tracked the building, it still takes a while.
The Olympics are going to be a big deal, obviously, understatement of the, you know, day. But can Los Angeles afford to do this, to take on all of the everything.
Can Los Angeles afford not to do this?
People say that, but that's not an answer.
You can't answer a question with a question. I'm sorry. A direct answer? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. How?
Los Angeles can afford to do this.
How, though?
Well, number one, I do know we will get federal support for the Olympic Games. I think the Olympics is very important to the president. We might not appreciate the presence that he will have during the Olympics, but I have no question that he is committed to that. I think he is committed to the World Cup. We saw him at the soccer match in New York. It is true, you can't do the Olympics or the World Cup without federal support, but I'm confident in that, and I'm also confident that the city will be ready.
I'm going to come back to homelessness. Is homelessness solvable? I know I've asked you this before. I know what you've said before. Do you still hold to that belief?
Yes, and you know what? And I'll continue to hold to that because to me, if you do not have the mindset that we are going to end this, then you're not going to set up a system, have the urgency, make the commitment, or prioritize it. And I think that that's what has happened in our city and in our county for too long, is that there was not the commitment to end it. There was the commitment to manage it. And I think that because of that, we lost control of the management years ago, and it has exploded. If we had done what New York did, we would not have the level of street homelessness that we do now. So when I came into office, not only did I make a commitment to address street homelessness, but I also had to dissect the system, understand what was wrong, find out the merit of policies that result in homelessness, like veterans, and you and I have talked about that. I hope I can come back and talk about a campaign to end veterans' homelessness.
Love to. On that Palisades After Action Report.
Yes.
So much criticism.
Yes.
So much left out with the Lockman fire. Mm-hmm. I mean, I read it. I think it's page 17.
No, but let me just explain. It wasn't left out.
Well, it was sanitized.
No, Lockman fire was not left out. What I asked the fire department to do was to begin January 7th. The information about January 1st came out months later. For example, the governor's report, which is due soon, and it's an independent report from the Fire Safety Research Institute that has looked at all of the fires around the country. That report will come out soon, but that begins January 7th. Now, the new fire chief have asked the Fire Research Institute if they would include January 1st. So we are liable to get a report that starts January 7th and a second report a couple of months down that starts January 1st. So we need to remember what we were all thinking at that point in time.
Are people right, though, not to trust what they've read so far?
I don't. Well, you know what? I mean, I'm just not going to pass judgment on people. I understand that people would look at things with a jaded perspective, especially when you see internal dissension within the fire department. Of course, that's hard. But like I said, in a few short weeks, there will be a report that no one can claim is not independent.
Will that include your text messages?
No, I doubt it very much. Would you like my text messages?
Well, no, why not?
If they asked for them, I would include
people
them.
People have asked. That's why I asked.
Oh, and I delivered them. And I'm happy to give them to you if you would like a copy. So they didn't ask for my text messages, but if they did, they can certainly have them.
I heard an interview you did with Trevor Noah. Mm-hmm. And you said,
That was a long time ago.
It was a while ago. But it was after you'd been in office for a year. You said, this is it. I'm going to run for reelection and then I'm done with politics. Assuming that's still the case, which I think it is because you're a declared candidate. How do you want people to remember you, assuming you're reelected in your second term? When you conclude that?
Oh, God. Well, I want to be remembered for a lot. I want to be remembered for setting the path to significantly address homelessness. It's going to take a long time. I certainly want to be remembered for improving city services, healing our city, bringing our city together, and then ending my time with a bang, which is the Olympics.
That will be a bang. Mayor, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
You've been very kind to come and join us here.
This has been the LA Local for January 6, 2026. It's sponsored by LA Car Guy Family of Dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Keep it tuned to KNX tomorrow for extensive, dynamic coverage of the first anniversary of the Eaton and Palisades fires. Until then, stay safe out there.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.